It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I don't know if you know this, but the cost of everything is up compared to where it was 4, 5, 6 years ago. And it's up in a dramatic way. It's up way past what we're used to when it comes to inflation. Joining us now is the CEO of the Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz. Thank you so much for joining us in St. Louis.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Nice to be on the show.
Yeah, and I really do think that the quality of life for people have gone down. And what you normally hear as a counter to that argument is, well, everyone's making so much more money right now than they're like spending the same they did 4, 5, 6 years ago. I don't buy that. And I don't think people buy that either, because they're the ones that are dishing the money out and realizing they got less of it in the end.
Absolutely. You know, you have all these economic analysts and these, you know, Solomon Brothers guys on Wall Street. It's like, everything's going great. And we're talking about, look at consumer spending. It keeps going up and up and up. And it's like, okay, yeah, but ask the person who's actually buying the groceries, and guess what? They're paying more and getting less. That's the life of the average consumer now, the average American. You're paying more and getting less. In fact, inflation under President Biden was up almost 21% since he took office.
Yeah, and no kidding. And you want to talk about, this is, you know, in the 4 years, during the Trump administration. Now, keep in mind, we did have a pandemic in there, which threw a lot of things into the mix. But all things considered, the big rises all happened under the watch of Biden-Harris. That 20-point-some percent ain't going back. I've heard it described as baked into the cake. There is nothing Kamala Harris has proposed or said she would do that would help alleviate that. And she has no track record of even trying to alleviate that or putting any leadership behind it. So this is what we really got to look at. We got to say, okay, here's one person. Inflation rose almost 21%. It'll continue to rise, maybe not at the same pace it did before, but it'll continue to rise with almost nothing done to help. Hands off. Let it just be what it is. Or you have someone that tried to actively fight it. You know, economy is one of the things they never talk about, at least the Harris administration, because they know they're just getting whooped on that.
100%. If you look at the numbers, too, you know, they talk about how the, you know, Americans are getting paid more and stuff like that. Look at the wages. But if you actually look at the wages and you take into account that inflation aspect of it, we did an analysis on that. And under Donald Trump, real average wage growth, which incorporates that inflation number. And remember, under Donald Trump, it was 7%, right? His entire administration versus 21% in this administration. But if you look at that real average wage growth, incorporating again the inflation factor, under Donald Trump, it was up 8%. Under this administration, current administration, the Biden-Harris administration, almost down 3%. That's an 11-point swing. Those are real numbers for real people.
In the negatives, that's not good when it comes to wage growth. And there's other things that factor into this. You know, the things down the road, what they're talking about when it comes to taxes, it just blows my mind, because you see the ads by Kamala Harris. I call it the Trump tax. Every American's going to pay $7,000, $4,000, whatever the number is, they're going to say, under Donald Trump's effective Trump tax. And they say all of the stuff. And I think to myself, when I was living under his administration, things were a lot better and things were getting better. He was more active when it came to the economy. And he was given tax cuts. And what's going to happen next? There is a tax cut that Trump put in that is set to expire that Harris and Biden decide not to renew. And they're going to blame Trump for not renewing what they could have done while they were in power. So anyone here listening right now, if Biden-Harris stays, if Kamala Harris gets into the White House, they're going to allow that tax rate hike to hit. If Donald Trump gets in, he's going to extend it. It's simple as that. So it's a flat out lie that the Harris administration is trying to push.
It's 100% a flat out lie. And for all those listeners that are small business owners, this is going to impact every single one of them. Everybody has been benefiting from the Tax and Jobs Act tax cut under President Trump. When this expires, all those tax cuts go back up. So that 20% deduction they were able to take off right off the top, that goes up. That means your taxes go up by that amount, right? And then when you think about that impact, that's 33 million small business owners that employ 60 million people in this country. What do you think is going to happen when the taxes go up for those small business owners? Do you think they're going to keep on hiring? Do you think they're going to keep on paying higher wages? Do you think they're going to keep on paying more benefits or investing back in their businesses? No. No. The simple answer is no. So they are going to hurt almost pretty much, I would say, every single American. By the way, when they talk about the Trump tax, you know what's a real tax? The inflation tax that both the Biden and the Harris administration have imposed on the American public.
Yeah. Let's ask this, too. Regulatory costs. We know that, historically speaking, you have Republicans that want to deregulate. You have Democrats that want to regulate. What kind?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
What kind of impact has that had?
Well, that is something that not enough people are talking about. You know, the Trump administration, remember, he was trying to cut regulations, and he did. He did so successfully multiple times over his target. Roughly, he had about regulatory costs under his administration was about $30 billion. That sounds like a lot, right? Well, under the Biden-Harris administration, it's at $1.4 trillion of regulatory costs added to the economy. And so you put inflation, which is the cost of goods, plus the regulatory costs. This is why we're suffering and we're in this state of misery that we're all in right now.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of different crises going on, housing being one of them. Anyone that rents, they've probably had their rent go up in the last 4 years. If you purchased a home, your interest rate's higher than it was during the Trump administration, and that adds a lot. So let's say you did purchase a home or moved, like I did. I had to move, and because of it, I had to get a new mortgage on a new house, and the payments are just so much more when you're talking about 2-3% higher than what you're paying before. That really hurts, too.
Oh, 100%. I mean, here's the real scary numbers. Again, under the Trump administration, average new home mortgage payments was about $1,700. Under this current Biden-Harris administration, get ready for this, add on $1,000, 30% more, $2,700 is now your average new home mortgage payment. Think about that, 30% increase, more than 30%. It's more like 35%.
Yeah, if paying an extra, and that's the thing, you know, at least I can take it from a personal level and say that it impacted the type of home we can purchase. And it realized very quickly that if we wanted to be responsible and try to make it so we could, I don't know, pay off the house before I die, then if we're just going to have to downgrade. and we're still paying more. And part of the problem we ran into is that now all these different cities are realizing, oh, look at that, your house value went up. I guess we're going to tax you more on top of that, too. And
right.
You notice right. The taxes continue to go up in all these places because they say, hey, you got all this extra value in your house now. They're just going to keep going up, 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 up. All of this, I know, is a way of life and things we can expect. The problem that we're talking about, it accelerated so fast in the past 4 years that it's just it's hard for anyone to keep up.
No, it really is. And by the way, have you looked at how much insurance you're paying for your car, for your home? I mean, it is, at least for myself, it's more than doubled. It's 2.5 times more than it was under the last administration. 2.5 times more. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, what you're looking between the car payments, which, by the way, has also gone up. So you have your mortgage payments have gone up. Your car payments have gone up. Your insurance payments have gone up. The gas has gone up, right? I mean, there's everything that's going up except for your wages.
Yeah, and part of it, they're artificially trying to make it sound like it's better. So like oil production, for example, or energy independence, they drain the reserves.
we're almost at
empty. And they did that as a way to try to keep prices low and, you know, to make the illusion like, you know, things. But all things considered, the average price of gas is still way high, even after all their tricks. And what are we left with? Oil reserve that's low. We're not producing like we should. The overregulation plays into that as well. And everyone suffers because of it. All of these things are terrible policies when it comes to everyday Americans.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And all these that we're talking about right now, I will tell you that you can actually go all the way back. I guess Harris loves root cause analysis. Well, let me give you the root cause analysis of why we're suffering where we are. It's that first state decision of the Biden-Harris administration of canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, which basically triggered, and it was an indicator to the entire world that no longer we were going to try to be domestic energy producers that actually were going to start exporting energy, right? And so it started basically the entire cycle here. And quite frankly, even the wars that we're seeing abroad with Ukraine and Russia and all that, even that was, I think, triggered by that cut because it destabilized the entire global oil market.
Yeah. By the way, if people wanted to look up your organization online, because I know you've done a lot of research, good research, where can they go?
It's called jobcreatorsnetwork.com, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. And if they even like what they hear today and want to join our organization, joinjcn.com. We're looking for some for what we call freedom fighters, small business owners that are willing to speak up and say how horrible things are on their business.
I know. I talked to a lot of business owners during the Trump administration, and they were happy with the way things were going because their business wasn't suffering. Things were growing.
Right.
They were making extra money. It's such an interesting thing, too. When you would do these end of year, you know, charity drives, you would say, hey, if you've had a good year, this would be a good time to give back. People would open up their wallets. Then you started doing it when things weren't as good. You realized people weren't giving as much as they used to. And it's not because of lack of caring. It was a lack of they don't have anything extra to give. When we look at the Kamala Harris impact on all of this, I know that she isn't directly responsible for all of these different executive actions that were signed on day one by Joe Biden. But do you have any indication things are going to be any different under Kamala Harris than it was with Joe Biden?
Yes, I do. It's going to be worse.
How so?
Well, because when you look at the actual policies that she's trying to, you know, push forward right now, just from whatever little tidbits you can actually get, from what she's saying. You look at just the taxes overall, right? Oh, that was a tax cut for millionaires and billionaires. I'm going to go after those price gougers, right? I mean, it's everybody but herself. She needs to look in the mirror and really figure out what actually is going wrong, right? Because it was the administration and their policies, not the people out there trying to take advantage of other people, that is actually the problem. There's no price gouging going on. We actually debunked that as well. Mm-hmm. There's no price gouging.
I've talked to economists who say the exact same thing. And they do that as a way to say, oh, this is the reason why you're seeing, and the gas and oil is probably the easiest one, the one you hear most frequently. All those oil companies, oh, they're making record profits, and look at your gas prices are still sky high. Well, here's what we found out. When it comes to price gouging, it not only is it debunked, but it's to the point where some of them are even losing money on occasion because of just the way things go. It's so uncertain of what's not only going to happen when it comes to regulations, but what consumers are going to do when it comes to purchasing. Because if they're not purchasing like they used to, that's also going to impact some of their plans that they're going to have to adjust to, and they'll lose money before they make anything back. And you know, I've heard this from multiple economists in the way that they talk about it, but I don't know if Kamala Harris thinks it's a good idea, but it apparently is one of her ideas. Let's just blame small businesses to make them the bad guy when their regulations right. are the ones that started all this.
And that's actually probably the worst of all. I mean, you know, our small businesses over the past few years have just been pummeled from COVID on forward with inflation. I mean, our small business, if you think about it, they're getting hit from both sides. Not only are they having to suffer with a high cost of inflation and all their inputs going up, but then they also have the other side of it. Their customers are suffering, so they're not going out to the restaurants as much. They're not buying as many goods and services as much as they used to, right? So not only are they paying more of these poor small businesses, but they're actually being, but they're not able to bring in as much revenue. And so they're really, really hurting. So to go after small businesses is just the most, I don't know, despicable thing I can ever actually think of.
Well, I don't know. They could be calling those small businesses Hitlers or something. That would be next step. Yeah. You want to make it any worse. All right. Where can they find your research again? What's the website?
It's jobcreatorsnetwork.com, jobcreatorsnetwork.com, or you can also go to joinjcn.com.
Perfect. Alfredo Ortiz, thank you so much for coming on today here in St. Louis. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
Well, we see all these different polling numbers that go out there, and I got to be honest, I'm a little bit worried what I should be listening to. Some say it's tied. Some say Kamala Harris is up. Some say Donald Trump is up. But when you look at Vegas betting odds and you look at some of these that are looking specifically at the Electoral College, Donald Trump's way up. I need someone to break it down for me. Who better than Ryan Wiggins? He's fantastic at this, and he's going to join us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.